In the city that loves takeout, many people now place their orders through websites and apps like Seamless. That company so dominates online ordering that some restaurants feel they're forced to do delivery by Seamless's rules. But Seamless may not be on top for long. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports several companies are making a play for the potentially lucrative business of getting food to your door.
You can literally see how popular Seamless is. Its red logo is everywhere. In restaurant windows, on plastic delivery bags, and on the vests of the guys who bring hot food to your door. But while Seamless really is seamless for customers, restaurants pay a high price in commissions, up to 20% on each order. For Penelope, an American comfort food place in Midtown, it's just not worth it. Lucas Hasenstab is a co-owner.
The problem is that, you know, if it doesn't translate into more actual revenue or profit for us, then there's no upside to us. We're just working harder for less.
So if you want to have Penelope's chicken meatballs delivered to your door, you can't do it through Seamless. As Hasenstab sees it, the company exploits its popularity to squeeze restaurants for money, and he resents that.
I have a hard time letting my friends use Seamless. I have, you know, a lot of people that are close to me signed on to the anti-Seamless movement.
Now, if you want to know why a restaurant would accept these high commissions, talk to Mike Vinoker. He's a co-founder of Burger Heights, a new restaurant in Washington Heights, and we're looking at a spreadsheet.
I'm just going to eyeball this. So if you look at this Saturday night, which was our biggest night yet.
On this one Saturday night, 40% of Burger Heights revenues came from orders placed online. And most of those orders came through Seamless and its partner Grubhub.
Maybe upward a third of our business could be through their service. I mean, the key is you have to look at this as marginal business. So if it were 100% of our business through delivery, I don't think we'd be profitable.
Can't live with it, can't live without it. That's the kind of power Seamless and Grubhub have over restaurants. Nationwide, the combined company handles more than 200,000 orders a day, according to a spokesperson. But Seamless only looks invincible, according to Stephen Jacobs. He writes about e-commerce for the website Street Fight.
The reality is that these markets are changing extremely quickly.
This year, Jacobs points out, Yelp bought an online ordering company, Eat24, and started taking orders directly through its own website. Another competitor, Delivery.com, is aggressively advertising in the subways. Last year, according to one study, $2.4 billion was invested in food, media, and tech, a big increase from the previous year. And there are other threats. Jacobs pointed me to a small startup called OrderX. David Bloom is the founder.
We get restaurants and people who work with restaurants to share all their data with us.
This goes into a big database of menus and addresses. It's called an API in the lingo. Yelp, Microsoft, and Delivery.com are now paying OrderX for the information it holds.
And on one hand, you could think, oh, well, we're just helping people build new Seamlesses and new Grubhubs, but it goes way beyond that. So, for example, late last year, a couple guys from Brooklyn, four teenagers, decided they wanted an app that with one push of a button, you could have a pizza delivered to your house.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah.
I wish I had a button I could push for pizza.
It's called Push for Pizza. Bloom showed me the video on his laptop.
And it's just got one button on it.
And that one button...
Pizza.
We're not splitting the atom here.
Again, David Bloom.
But what we're doing is letting people who have a creative idea and who otherwise are not going to go out and sign up restaurants and do that door-to-door sales work and grab menus and manage those and get all the updates, we're giving them the tools so that they can just let their creativity flow.
Bloom says we've only scratched the surface of what you can do when you combine food and tech. In a few years' time, who knows what app will be top of the pile. One thing is pretty clear, though. More people are using the internet to order takeout. And that means more tech middlemen now stand between restaurants and their customers. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.